Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on is episode 16 of Come Get Your Podcast just started. That's what's going on.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
We can legally drive a car.
Yes, we did it. We're finally free of mom and dad and go out on that open road.
We do need to borrow their keys to their car, though.
Yeah, no, they didn't give us one for our birthday.
We were bad with our money and didn't save up.
Blew it all on bitcoins.
Yeah, we did.
I'm your host, Adam.
And I'm Dustin.
And I'm Chris.
How are we doing, gentlemen?
We're doing good.
Yeah, I'm getting over some coldness going on, you know, in my body.
Yeah, Chris pre-apologized to us already, and I'm sure that's extended to you all who are listening.
Nope.
And he had, do you say you might have bronchitis?
It feels like it. I got that like crackling going on in my my lungs, so.
That is, oh man, I hate bronchitis. That is
it's never fun.
No bueno.
Yeah.
Why do you have the sickness?
Are you, why are
also,
you
also, are you down with the sickness?
So the furnace went out of my house on Tuesday morning. Right?
Well, A, that's never good, but what was the weather?
It was just like negative 22 degrees outside. And I woke up at like 5 in the morning, freezing my ass off. And furnace wasn't working. It was clicking. I could hear it trying to run. But yeah, no heat. So, God, I called my...
It has since been fixed, correct?
Yes, I have heat in my house. And you can't hear it, thank goodness, because I have to turn it off when we record, because my vents, it sounds like I'm in a submarine.
Sounds like you're taking off an airplane.
What was the problem, did they say?
Some panel or thing was needed to be replaced, I don't know, smart people stuff that I don't know about.
Sounds very scientific, Chris.
Very accurate.
Yeah, it was a panel they had to replace, that's all I know. I don't know what that panel did. I don't know. I still don't know what it does.
It makes your furnace work.
Yeah, it heats your house, apparently.
But it makes my furnace work. So, it was so bad that, one, I could see my breath inside, which is never a good thing.
Ooh, no, that's never fun.
And two, when I would pee, I could see steam rise from that as well.
Whoa.
That's cold. I didn't know that part. That's cold. That's holy cold. Shit.
Yeah, that's how cold it was in my house. So I didn't stay...
You didn't initially think it was ghosts when you could see your breath? Because that's in every horror movie. That's pretty common.
I did think it was ghosts, but the thing is that busted makes you feel good. So I was okay with that.
But it was the pee steam.
Yeah, the pee steam for sure.
Well, I'm glad you have heat now and you don't want to see your pee steam.
Yes. Yeah,
you and me both. No one should ever have to see their pee steam.
No, I don't recommend it to anybody. It really freaked me out, actually.
Well, I think today when we're recording a day after we normally do because my life went to hell yesterday in terms of being busy. And it's going to be in the 30s today, which is about a 40-degree difference to how it's been this past week. So it's kind of actually a heat wave.
It really is. My plan to not shovel the driveway is in full effect right now. You guys are about to see it. When it all melts, I'll look like a genius. Just don't...
Well, that's the night... Well, it did snow a little bit a week and a half ago, but it was so cold, it couldn't snow. So you kind of had to sit there for a week or so, right? With snow, and you just let it go?
Yeah, it was like one of those things where we started getting the snow around the holidays, and there was a lot of... going to different holiday events because that's my life during the holidays for some reason. So,
which real quick, I hope everybody had a great Christmas and New Year.
Yeah,
because last time I recorded was before all that.
It was just before all that. So, I just kind of got busy, and then it was like after a while, both of our cars were just pulling in and out of the driveway so much that I was like, I'm not gonna try to shovel this. It's just compacted down to. There's no way. I'm not gonna be out here trying to scrape this off with a spatula to get down to the actual driveway, so.
I didn't buy much of anything for Black Friday, but the one thing I did see on Amazon, I think it was around Cyber Monday or something like that, I got an electric snowplow, or not snowplow, snowblower. So it literally does not require gas. I don't need to charge a battery. I just plug it in.
Oh, man.
And it works. And it works really well.
The future's here.
That's what I'm...
So, you just need to get an extension cord that's long enough, and you... Seriously, man, it's a game changer.
I'm buying one of those when it warms up, and it's going to be on a hella deal.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
I'll send you the... When you're ready, I will send you the one I got, because it...
Works.
Easy assembly, and literally just plug it in, and you can turn it on.
Deal.
My driveway is full of gravel. I don't have blacktop or anything, so like there's no shoveling. There's nothing of that. I just have to kind of deal with it, which I don't like it because me and gravity have never really gotten along. So I slip a lot, and I'm not a fan of feeling like I'm falling down.
Oh, I remember something. Along with your furnace going out, what else happened that morning?
Oh, my car didn't start.
Your car didn't start either, right?
Yeah, so my car didn't start either. And
This was on the 2nd of January, right?
Yeah, so... This,
Happy New Year to you.
This was... it was cold. I didn't think it was my battery, because like my car power was on. It just wouldn't turn over.
Alternator?
No, it's fine now. I just needed to get like a jump, essentially, but...
I was just too cold.
Yeah. So, like, I text my boss, and I'm like, my car's not starting. And they understood, right? Because that's what's happening that day for a lot of people.
I'm sure.
But I could work from home, and I was like, is it okay if I just kind of do some work from here until I can get it going? And they're okay with that. And so I'm trying to work from home, freezing, blankets all over me, space heater going bam on me.
Pee steam everywhere.
Man, it was awful. It was, I've never been that cold in my life, and I don't mind cold weather. Like, I'm a hot-bodied person on normal means, so.
Hot bod. You remember those words? I know. Sorry.
I'm going to spray that on me.
Watch your bod.
But I was cold. I went to work, and I was shivering even in a building with heat. I was shivering. I have two great friends that let me stay at their house. You guys offered me to stay at your house as well. And I do appreciate that. So,
of course, I mean, like I said, you were more than welcome to come here. It's just literally on the opposite side of town from where you need to go.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. And that's a good thing about my friend's Jordan, her boyfriend Jake. Great people, and they live like two blocks from me. So I was like, I'll go over there. And I told you guys this: I don't sleep well in other places, so I didn't sleep like at all, really. But it was warm, so.
Yeah, man.
It helps.
Yeah, man, your morning, you were like living the beginning of a buddy cop movie.
Why?
Because, like, you always have like the one cop that's got all their shit together, and then the other one's just having a rough morning, like nothing's working, and they get to the office, and then it's like, you know what I mean? Or am I just thinking of romantic comedies?
I don't know what you're thinking of.
I think he's thinking of the plot to Lethal Weapon 7.
Hey, I'm going to write that movie, so...
I mean, 6 is coming out, right?
Is it?
Do you want to be in it or not, Chris?
Was there even a 5?
I thought there was... am I getting the numbers wrong?
I don't know. I just accepted it.
There's so many.
Pivot.
Abort.
I need to know. 5. I know they are making a new one. Okay, they're making 5 currently.
I knew it. My Lethal Weapon memory is legit. It's so precise.
My stance still stands that this is for Lethal Weapon 7.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's very rough. It's a rough cut. We're the start of it, you know.
Looking for buyers.
Yeah. Holla at your boy.
Nicolas Cage is going to be in it.
Ooh, that's a... What happened to Mel Gibson and Danny Glover?
Well, we all know what happened.
Are they still there?
We all know what happened to Mel Gibson. Well, Danny Glover will be in it, but he's too old.
Rest in peace.
He's too old for this shit.
Wow.
That's the gimmick of the movie, though. Yeah. I'm too old for this shit.
When is this guy going to retire?
Don't you?
He can't retire because he's not paid well enough.
You need to put some respect on Danny Glover. He was an angel of the outfield, okay?
Not only that. He tried to catch Jigsaw.
God. Did he?
You know what?
The very first Saw? Yeah. I think he's in the first 2.
Oh my god. I blacked that out.
The first Saw is good. I don't care what anybody says. Don't at me.
I enjoyed the first one. I just haven't seen it in a long time. And then I saw the second one, and I don't remember exactly what that one was about. I think
that's the one where
it was in a safe the whole time.
The junkie girl is like has to stick her hand in an entire like box of needles.
Oh God, I remember that one now.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Second one was okay, but then it just kept going downhill. And then now Jigsaw just came out this past Halloween.
Yeah, it was like the first two Saws came out, and then there was Tokyo Drift, and then everybody stopped watching them.
Right.
I don't think I ever watched.
And Paul Walker died. You've never watched them?
You should watch Saws. You should watch the first one. The first one is good. The
first one's actually pretty good.
Here's the thing you don't know about me, and you probably have gotten an idea, and it's probably come to your mind, but you never really said it. But I'm a pussy, and I don't like scary things.
If you need me to come over and hold you,
like I can't even.
I'll do it.
I can't even lie when I say that PT, the demo for Silent Hills, scared the shit out of me the first time I played it. Like I probably had nightmares. Oh, I didn't like it at all,
dude.
It took a lot out of me just to play Resident Evil 7.
Dude, the first time I played that, I beat it. We were living in our apartment, and the way our bedroom went, like you open the door from the bedroom, and like you would immediately look down a hallway that went into our living room. But that was all dark every morning when I got up to go to work.
Yeah,
I played PT. And I would open the door to like start getting ready for work, and I'd look down the hallway and just in my head just go, that fucking bitch is down there somewhere. Like it was just in my brain. I was like, I gotta turn on all the lights. I don't like this. So hey man, we're in the same boat.
Yeah, I don't, never really liked the scary games in my life, so.
I actually was listening to a podcast the other day, Super Best Friends Cast. You haven't listened to it? Kind of similar to ours, but they're from Canada, so it's different. Anyway, they were talking about escape rooms, and apparently they have an idea for an escape room where it's in like a 9-level story building, and you basically play the PT demo.
No, I'm out.
So like you go downstairs and it's the same hallway, just slightly different.
I'd do it.
I don't even want to go to like haunted houses with clowns and shit. Unless David S. Pumpkins is going to be there, then I'm in.
Well,
I'd,
isn't he always?
I'd play it, but only because I would do that, like, danger room, whatever, but that's only because I played and beaten PT, so.
Well, like, here, I mean, it would obviously be different because it's an escape room, so you have to figure out how to get to the next level, and then ultimately how to get out, and then obviously if it's a horror-themed one, there's probably somebody chasing you on some kind of timing mechanism.
No, I'm having a panic attack right
now. If they can figure that out, that'd be sweet as hell.
I jump off the window and use my parachute and get to the ground. Nailed it! Life isn't a video game, kids.
I don't like this.
Speaking of video games. Alright, well, then we'll move on. Speaking of video games, we have now successfully defeated and murdered 2017 and are now inside the new year, the new hotness of 2018.
All up in it.
Before 2017 was officially murdered and conquered, there were a lot of good video games last year. I don't know if you realize this.
There were.
Yes, there were a number of them, for sure.
So I think it... Because I know there are a few people who I talked to around New Year's who said they would be interested in this, is go over some of our favorite games. Not a lot, just a few each.
Yeah.
Keep it short, keep it sweet, keep it simple.
Now, do we want to say it was collectively probably one of our favorite games of 2017?
Yes, the one that is we've been definitely been playing the most together as well, yes. And we've talked about it I don't know how many fucking times on this show.
A lot.
Is PUBG Battlegrounds. Yeah,
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
It goes without saying that would have been on all three of our lists, but we collectively decided we all know that's going to happen. And so let's just say it.
And I'm throwing it out there, and if you don't agree, then your opinion doesn't matter. But the new map is far superior than the old map.
The more I play it, I agree.
Because you know,
once you get used to, yeah, just getting used to it.
I forgot to add. So I just recently acquired an SSD hard drive, and my life is forever changed. It is,
turns out that's all you need to make that game run better.
Or any game. We would play Heroes of War, and Dustin would load in pretty quick as well.
that's true. That's true.
I was playing PUBG pre-SSD and playing everything on the lowest graphics and sometimes just loading in the plane. Post-SSD, I play the game on ultra graphics, and I am most times...
You're in the lobby.
I'm in the lobby before the timer even starts, so...
Welcome to the club.
Guys, I can see trees from the air now. It is a new world.
Right, anyway, so that will not be appearing on any of our lists.
Nope.
Like I said, we chose three games each. We didn't tell each other what they were, but they're probably mostly different. And there's no, like, this is my third favorite, this is my second favorite, this is my favorite game of the year. Like, it's just a list of three that we all liked playing at some point in the year of our Lord 2017.
Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily mean that a game came out in 2017. It's just a game that we played last year. So
that's true. We missed a lot of games in 2016 and stuff like that that we didn't play until last year. Yeah. Who would like to start?
Chris, you go first.
Oh, I had my finger in my nose. You guys didn't see it?
No, I didn't. Sorry. Nose goes. Doesn't count here.
All right. So, Horizon Zero Dawn. These are all single player games, by the way. And
so am I.
Horizon Zero Dawn, which, those of you that might not know what it is, it is a post-apocalyptic world where basically humanity is brought back to, like, caveman hunting and gathering, except you're hunting and gathering robots because they've taken over the world. The amount of, you know, side quests you have to do in that, the combat's a lot of fun. It's decently hard until you get this armor, which basically makes you invincible late, like far late in the game. Combat's super fun. You can be really stealthy. It's got a good story to it, good music. Everything about it was great. I know, Adam, I've definitely recommended it to you. I know you like it. I bought it for my brother for Christmas because we got him a PS4. You're welcome, bitch. And and it's just, if you were a single player, you know, if you like single player games and you want a good overall story, gameplay, combat, et cetera, play that. My second one came out in 2016, but I didn't really play it until the end of 2016 and 2017, and that's Final Fantasy 15.
Cheater.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
What's a cheater?
I was just kidding, because I was just giving you shit. Don't worry about it.
Cheater.
2016.
Pumpkin Eater. Duh.
How dare you, sir? So I'm a pretty big Final Fantasy fan. You know, my first one I ever played was 7, as most people probably did. Mm-hmm. And it's been fantastic. That series, though, unfortunately, has not really been what it's been since 10, 12 even. You know, if you like 12, which I do. And
12 was probably the last really good one.
Yeah. And they spent years making this one. And you could see it. Because story's decent. You know, there's been better stories, of course, but it's not terrible. Combat is so fun in that. Exploring, it's a complete open world system. You know, it's, you know, you know, when you're doing side quests and the missions, you know, it's not like you're like, oh, I gotta do this. Like, you're excited to do it. And I played through it twice, even. Haven't gotten to the DLC, really. I do own the DLC, but...
I've heard it's very good.
I have, too. And that's something I've been wanting to go back into.
Aren't they also coming out with an update soon, or if they haven't already, that's, like, completely changing the game? Like, you can now play as any character in certain areas?
That...
I want to say.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Aren't they also introducing multiplayer?
They are. There's a DLC called Comrades that you can play... with other people, and I don't really know what you do in that. I haven't looked into it really or anything, but I've always wanted to. It's still installed on my PlayStation.
They're sticking with this one and keeping it updated and fresh with new stuff a lot longer than I thought they were going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might have to check that out. Because I've seen our buddy Carlos play it, and it looks beautiful. I just have not... Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what you're saying. Like my first Final Fantasy game was 7. I love that game. I've played a couple other ones, but then I think I came to it late, and then they started to kind of go downhill. So I just kind of backed away from it. But I've heard nothing but good things about this. I'm curious what multiplayer would be. You're just controlling each controlling a character. I'm not quite
sure. I don't even think you play the main characters. I think it's something else entirely. But
that's interesting.
They said it's still starting my hard drive. You know, I played through it twice because I really wanted to get through it all the way. I remember you guys watching me stream the weirdest dungeon. That whole, you don't even find anything in that dungeon. It's really just like platforming, which is not, you wouldn't think that would be part of it, but it really works. And like I said, I want to go back into it. I want to play the DLC and, you know, really see what, you know, it had to offer afterwards. But it really struck me in a good place, you know, especially after you beat it. I'm not spoiling anything, but Final Fantasy always has been a staple when it comes to its music, and there's the song Stand By Me, right, is played by Florence and the Machine, and it's so goddamn beautiful that it's like, man, it really, like, moves you at the end of that game. I would recommend it to you guys, definitely, especially with it being, you know, probably going to be on some sales. I know it was on sale during Christmas for like $20, but
I'm gonna wait for it to be on sale again. I think I'm ready.
Good, you should be. My third one, and this is definitely a fanboy thing for sure, but I enjoyed the shit out of it, and that's Mass Effect Andromeda. Now, it really got shit on. You know, it really did. And some of it
deserved. In a lot of aspects, deservedly so.
Yeah, and it deservedly so in some places. But I've said this before in other podcasts, but if you could look past the flaws it had, it was a great game. Now, definitely rushed. They should have waited a little bit maybe to release it. But I enjoyed the combat a lot. The story was decent. And it had so much room for more that it is really upsetting that EA just threw it away. Because it really ends on like a question mark, and you can really see, you know, that there's gonna be future stories with it, but there's not, unfortunately.
Not anymore.
I'm in the same boat with you, Chris. I enjoyed that game. I have since uninstalled it because I just needed space on my old hard drive.
You didn't even beat it.
I will beat that game. I enjoyed what I played. We just started playing other things mid that. I think Destiny 2 came out when I was playing that game, so.
Well, the combat was a lot of fun, you know, the way you could move. I'm not, in Mass Effect games, I'm a soldier character for sure. I'm not really the biotic person, but man, the jetpack you have, the boosts you can do, the quick movements, you know, the best part of that game, and I think Adam was watching a little bit when I was doing streaming it, but like finding that big worm on a planet.
Oh yeah.
And like that was so intense. It was just a lot of fun. I'm gonna throw a special mention in real fast. I wanted to put this on a list as well, and I'm not really gonna go in deep, but Sonic Mania as well.
Okay.
Sure.
That game was very good. Return to form. All right, do you want to go next, Dustin, or do you want me to go?
I can go.
Okay.
Yeah, my list is a little different. We tried to not overlap as much as possible without telling each other what we were picking. So I went with, as much as shit as we're giving them right now, I still enjoyed Destiny 2. I love the gameplay. I even enjoyed the raid that we played. I've enjoyed the strikes. The things that they've gotten right with that game, I have really, really enjoyed. Unfortunately, right now, Bungie is not only dropped the ball, but they're then kicking it down the stairs for some reason, and
shitting themselves.
Yeah, and they're like doing that like really hokey, like I'm trying to pick it back up, and then their pants fall down and all this shit, and it's you know, it's like. Besides all that,
I hit a mouthful of coffee.
Besides all that, like, I still enjoy the game. Like, I just, it's like one of those things where, as the three of us coming from Destiny 1 and loving that game so much, and then playing Destiny 2 and doing the campaign and doing the strikes and doing the raid and completing all that stuff, I still like the game. I'm just disappointed in Bungie. Like, it's just an overall sense of disappointment. But I still love the game. You know, I don't know what I'd do with that. But the second one, I picked Divinity Original Sin 2. And that's just because Chris and I really got into that last year. And played the shit out of it. I love the fact that it is basically just D&D. It's Dungeons and Dragons, but in a video game. I'd really like to get four of us in there, if we could, at some point in the future. Even doing the create your own game, create your own campaign, because there is an option in that game. Like, there's just so much to it that I haven't gotten to that I really want to, like, get into that. I just like the feel of that game. It's just Chris and I played it so hard and heavy for a little bit that we started playing other things. Like, we just had to get into something else.
It's kind of like if you watch a good TV show and you know it's good, but, like, you just, like, stop watching it to, like, do something else, and then you just can't pick it back up. Like,
yeah.
I know I want to watch it, but I don't.
Yeah, it's like too much time has passed. I'd be really interested to see what you could do with, like, creating your own campaign and then seeing what that does.
I would personally love to see Adam's creativity come into play with the create your own campaign.
Agreed.
I also would love to do that if I can find the time.
Yeah. That's the thing about that game. Like, it does just kind of throw you in there, and it does a little bit of hand holding as you play, but there is a lot of, like, trial and error. You really have to try, like, figure out what you're doing, and I have no idea how much hand holding comes into play with creating your own campaign. Like, that has got to be just, like,
I've looked into it a little bit, and it's overwhelming. I bet. And I know there's infinitely more things that I, you know, can learn about in there, and, like, sure, it goes deep.
Yeah.
And I do want to try out creating a game campaign for you guys, just because that'd be fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. And sounds like a lot of fun, but I'd want to do it right, and I don't want to just slap it together, and which I could do, no problem, probably.
Sure,
but
sure.
I want to do it right. Yeah. And make something fun for you guys. And so I think it will happen down the road. Don't know when. I got to invest the time into learning everything.
Yeah.
Get off that mandatory OT, man.
Oh, God.
Hey, in an ideal world.
Yeah, yeah. That'll happen for 1 week sometime in...
Every year. Twice a year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, the next one's probably not going to be until, like, October, so...
Either then or, like, August, yeah. July.
Right, so...
And then again in Christmas time.
Create an entire campaign in those 2 weeks that you're going to have no OT, okay?
See you guys in 2019.
And the only thing I say, if you do play Divinity, is to save often.
Oh, my God.
So should I just make a quick key to save?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Quick key bind.
And then my third pick was a game that... was definitely not created and did not come out in 2017, but honestly was my favorite game I played last year, and that was The Last of Us.
Why? That's true. You finally got to it last
year. Why is that, Dustin?
Finally got to that last year, because you guys hounded me so much that you were like, you need to play this game. You bought it. You need to finish it. I just love that game. That game is so fun. It is... The story, I keep bugging Katie to play it now, and she's just dragging her feet to, like, the point where I will sit down with her and, like, put the controller in her hand, and then when she dies quickly from zombies, uneasy, by the way,
she's not a, you know, she's not a dual stick, especially like third person. Yeah.
I have seen her play Destiny. Okay, that's enough for me.
Yeah, so she's just like, she'll get frustrated, and I'm just like, just give me the controller. I will kill the zombies for you. Just please, because she told me, she was like, I don't like zombie apocalypse games, and it's like, I understand what you're saying, but that is not what this game is about.
It's an element, right? But
there's no zombies. I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, sure, also, sure.
Cordyceps virus. Yep.
Come on. Right. But. So I was like, Katie, like, what, you watch The Walking Dead, like, that show's not about the zombies, like, it's about the people,
the human element,
right? Like, it's just taking place during a zombie apocalypse, so
it's the background.
Yeah, so I've been trying to get her through, like, I'm gonna play it again, because you're right, man, that fucking story is so good. Like,
I keep going back and forth between that and Red Dead 1 is my favorite campaign in a video game ever.
Right. So, I mean, much of like...
Depends on the day.
Right. So, like, much as, like, Chris was talking about with solo campaigns, like, my favorite game of all last year that I played was a game I played by myself. Just, it was fantastic.
Something to be said for a really good story.
Yep.
Thank you. Yep. Single player. Well, then, I guess that leaves me. And in no particular order, I'm going to start with Resident Evil 7.
Ooh. Yeah. I almost put that on mine, too.
It's hard not to, because it is actually almost a year old now, later this month. And simply, the reasoning is because I like horror games that aren't just jump scares, necessarily. If you can create an overall tone and theme just from... the atmosphere the game's location creates and ambient noises and stuff like that. Like, I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker for that. And the story's pretty good and a huge return to form from previous entries. Looking at you, 6. five was also really bad, but it was at least a lot of fun.
Yep.
And then obviously 4 is like the golden child that everyone kind of goes back to that kind of vaulted it forward, and this did it again, and now again in first person, which adds another layer of horror to it. And I really need to talk to one of my friends who has a Rift to come over, and so I can play that in VR.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now that, because I've watched, who's I watched? I watched Jeff, our friend Jeff play it. I watched Chris play it. When I got to play just the beginning in VR with her coming up the stairs, like, that is fucking terrifying when it's just right in your face.
God, when she's running at you with that chainsaw, no, I shit my pants, I think.
Yeah, it's a horrifying game on a lot of different levels, which is just makes it perfect for that. And also the DLC, they actually just released a DLC at the end of last year. So they're still putting out stuff for it, content, and the DLCs take different approaches to gameplay and the story in general, either playing off of stuff that's happening in-game while, you know, your original character is playing it, or afterwards, possibly, or before. Like, it's a cool approach for DLC, for sure. And, yeah, like, if you haven't played it somehow, find yourself a copy when it's on sale. It's worth it.
Definitely.
Number 2 is going to be Mario Odyssey.
Okay.
The only Switch game to make the list. Well, technically the next one is on Switch as well, but it's not a Switch exclusive. Right. It helps that I'm the only one with a Switch, so this should probably, something should be on there. And I went with Mario over Zelda because, I love Breath of the Wild, don't get me wrong, but something about Mario Odyssey, like, I just... sat down and then just played as much as I could until I beat the game. Where, I mean, Zelda has a lot more stuff to do. It's less linear. So that's probably a lot to do with it. But still, Mario 64 is one of my favorite games of all time. This is, as I've said previously, as close to that as I've seen in a long, long time. And it scratches that itch for nostalgia while also including new stuff and introducing new characters and... who thought we'd ever see a day where Bowser's worried about his wedding and getting all the stuff needed for it. And the controls are so good and so tight, and just everything about it makes me happy. So that's why it's on here. And then my last game is a curveball, probably. And it's a game called The Sexy Brutale.
What?
What?
That's what I expected. It was co-developed by a couple studios over in Europe. One of them was Cavalier Games, and the other one is a company called Tequila Works. And essentially, the world it's set in, every year there's a party called the Sexy Brutale, and it's hosted at this giant casino mansion. And events happen where suddenly your character is stuck in a time loop, and like vis-a-vis Groundhog's Day, okay. Or Groundhog Day. And you basically see scenes and scenarios played out where a murder might happen or something bad befalls another NPC, and you're witnessing this through keyholes or like behind curtains and stuff like that. You're like, it's very voyeuristic. The time loop things happen, and it's a puzzle you have to figure out on how to save the NPC from either getting injured or dying. And until you can figure it out, you're stuck in a certain time loop, that time loop, and then once you figure it out, you proceed on. And it's just a really interesting take on gameplay. And it's fun. It's very stylistic. I mean, with a name like The Sexy Brutale, like...
Yeah.
I mean, you're not sure what you're going to get yourself into.
Not at all.
Highly recommend it.
Okay.
It was on sale for on PSN... on their holiday sale for like $4 or something. So picked it up because I had read about it in a couple other websites. Sounded like fun. Tried it out. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And never heard of something it. Different. And then also, it might have came out in late 2016 or very early 2017, but at my New Year's party, I introduced a lot of people to Party Hard.
Yes.
Which, if you haven't played that, you should definitely play that.
Yeah, that was my...
That's not on my official list. That's just a random mention that I know a lot of people got introduced to that game in 2017.
Yeah, that was New Year's Eve was the first night I'd even heard about the game. Got to play it at Adam's, and that game was a lot of fun. That was a whole lot of fun. It was a pretty good party game too, because we had your living room and we had like seven people in there just watching us play that game, just being like, "What the fuck is this?" It was fun.
Basically, it's like a top-down, slightly isometric 16-bit game where your character wakes up in the middle of the night at like 3 a.m. because your neighbors are throwing this gigantic party. And it's been happening so much that you can't take anymore, and you have to murder every single person at the party without getting caught.
It's very creative.
In various ways.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
It's a fun game, and it's pretty cheap, too, so... I'd look into that. And yeah, those are our games for 2017 that we really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And most of them were single player, which I think all of them were except one.
Yeah, I mean, other than Destiny 2, even Divinity Original Sin 2 could technically be a single player, but you just have the option to play with other people. So that one's not... You don't have to play that with other people. That's the great part. So
more single player games, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's basically what I'm getting at. And as 2017 ended, 2018's here. There are games coming out at various points throughout this year, as long as dates and promised dates hold true. So we figured we'd give you a couple entries into what we are looking forward to this year, and just because it makes sense we did it for last year.
Yeah, what are we looking forward to this year?
We'll start with Chris, and let's go through that like we did with 2017.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm Chris.
Welcome.
So Spider-Man, PS4, definitely. That looks so fun. I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, and it's like it looks like Spider-Man Arkham Asylum, how Batman was. But, you know, you're sitting there in the city, you're fighting people. There's not that much gameplay out for it yet, but what I have seen, I've been very impressed so far. Second one would be the new God of War game.
Yes.
And this is even more intensified because yesterday I watched a video on the story of Kratos. It's like 10 minutes long, but it really got, you know, it really got me like, oh man, yeah, I want to
put want that more. Out.
It was something on Reddit. You probably saw it.
Yeah. They stole.
Yeah.
A bigger YouTube channel stole this like smaller YouTube channel's video.
Mm-hmm. I watched the bigger one because I thought it was produced better, but, and the last entry, and I just pray that EA doesn't butcher it, because it looks great and promising, and that's Anthem.
Yeah.
Is that 2018?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you, Chris. I like what I've seen of that game, the little bit, but being that it's EA, like, I'm so nervous that that
game... And on a game of that scale, and I know they're basically going to be taking a lot from Destiny...
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it works out well, and they've learned from their mistakes. I don't think they will, but you never know.
No.
Oh,
that's cool.
All right.
What you got, man?
Well, my list, we've already mentioned it in the past, but Red Dead 2 coming out this year. Even with the possibility of having loot crates and stuff for, like, multiplayer mode, I'm not, like, the reason I want to get Red Dead 2 is not for the multiplayer, not like GTA 5. So, like, I loved the first Red Dead. I loved the story. I'm going to play this game just for the single-player campaign. And then I'll see what the online play is like, if it's anything like GTA 5. If it's not, cool. If it is, cool. That's not the reason I'm getting the game, just, but...
If there's a good story, I'll be happy.
Exactly. That's exactly right. The Last of Us 2 is supposed to come out this next year, which is not surprising. This year. That's not surprising since I picked the first one.
Makes sense.
Once you guys had me beat that game last year, the first one, I'm all about. I'm just all I want to play this
year. What's great for you is that you just experienced The Last of Us for the first time last year. We've been waiting for this game for years.
I actually never really wanted a sequel. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm fine. No, I'm completely fine with it. But the way the first game ends is so perfect.
Yeah.
Like,
It's one of those weird things where it's like, had they never, like, if they just had said, like, unlike with the Mass Effect thing, they're like, yeah, we're shutting this down. That's going to be the Last of Us game. That's it. Much like you, Adam, I would have been like, I'm cool with that. I can just go back and replay this one whenever I want to.
Doesn't require a sequel.
Nope. And I love it. I love the way it ends. So, but now that they're making a second one and it's coming out this year, and I've already seen a teaser and I've seen a couple trailers for it, like,
I'm ready.
I want to play it. Like, I want to play it right now. I'm so jazzed for that.
What you got, Naughty Dog?
And then my third pick is, much like Adam's 2017, which is way out of left field curveball. I'm looking forward to Crackdown 3 coming out this year.
Ooh. That is a curveball.
That is a big curveball.
It's not a knuckleball, because Jesus.
Yeah.
Because no thanks.
I don't think that's on many people's radar. I played the first one. I really enjoyed it. It was like a decade ago, I think, is when it came out. Maybe a little more than that, but it's much like GTA, but you are like just super powered and can punch people and jump over buildings, and it's like a game that's just so out there that it's just like, hey man, you want to play an open world GTA like game where you have superpowers to catch criminals?
I'm not gonna shit on your parade here, because this was your list.
Sure.
That game, Crackdown 3, has been having a litany of problems getting it out.
Really?
And that's like, I do hope it's good, because I know how popular the first game was.
Yeah.
And to a slightly lesser extent the second one, but they are having problems over there. And a lot of it might have to do with Microsoft, but like, I don't know exactly what's happening, but like, it's not looking good. It's been, it might even be delayed more now, but we'll see. Hopefully it comes out this year. And I really do hope it's good, because isn't Terry Crews attached to it?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure.
And I only want good things for him.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, I'm hoping everything works out. If it comes out this year,
that is a curve. That was a curveball.
I tried that. Yeah, to be honest with you, I just looked at a giant list of games coming out next year, and I was like, you know what? I want to play this next year. This is gonna be great.
Tweak. Oh, look at you, Billy. Just in time. All right. Sorry. That's for later. That's the teaser for later. That never mind. Fuck it. Anyway, my list. My turn. Shut up, everyone. Listen to me.
Everyone, be quiet.
So it's time for the ad read.
Yep.
No. Sorry, we don't have time. We have to cut your segment.
The games I'm looking forward to for this year of our Lord 2018. Sea of Thieves.
Yes.
We talked about it before. I haven't touched it, or I haven't been able to get into the beta or the alpha or whatever it is. Only Chris and our buddy Ben have, and literally just from them telling stories in a Facebook Messenger chat we're all in, I laugh out loud reading this shit.
Oh man,
It's just this game seems to encourage all kinds of ridiculous antics, which I love. And you get to find treasure and be a pirate. Like, who doesn't want that?
Yeah, me and Ben played it. We just went to, you know, go find treasure. He would steer the ship, and I would just drink my weight in grog, and then pull my instrument out, try to play it. Out of tune, mind you. When you're drunk, it plays out of tune, which is fantastic.
Sure.
And then I would just throw up in Ben's face.
The two of your descriptions of this game, like Adam and I are in the same boat, pun, that we're like...
Nicely done.
Yeah, like that we're... I was like, just based off of your guys' descriptions of your gameplay, like, I want this game bad. And
go ahead. Sorry.
It's just crazy. It's like, I've never wanted to play a game so much based off of just the ridiculous things that you guys said that you were doing.
My favorite story that I've read so far from Ben was he was on an island looking for treasure and either found it or didn't find it and was swimming back to his boat. And there was a couple indications of somebody that wasn't, you know, no one else of his friends was on, but there was indications that there was somebody on his boat. Mm-hmm. And he climbs a ladder up onto his boat and gets on deck, and there's a person just sitting there looking at him that he's never met before. And like, he was hesitant because he didn't know if this person was just gonna shoot him in the face and take his ship or what was gonna happen. And to show he was friendly, he pulled out his little harpsichord or like mm-hmm. accordion or something like that and started playing and dancing around. And then the other person, after a few like moments, took out their instrument, which is like a flute or something, and started playing, and they played together dancing around their ship for like 4 minutes without saying a word. And then out of nowhere, the other person stops, loads himself into a cannon, and shoots himself off into the sunset, and he never saw him again.
And that's when Ben learned that he could shoot himself out of a cannon.
Yeah. I
want to experience this.
Yeah, I was like, this sounds like the most amazing thing ever.
It's fucking hilarious. All right, so that's one of them I'm looking forward to, and as you can tell, we all are.
Oh, man.
Next one is there is going to be a new Yoshi game for the Switch this year.
Really?
And it looks very, very similar to Yoshi's Island from the Super Nintendo, and I fucking love that game. So it looks... I don't know if it's going to be like a Yoshi's Yarn thing that he did for a while. I think it was the Wii U? I don't know. But it looks like a different... Maybe Yoshi's Island 2? There's no title currently. I've seen a little bit of gameplay. I think they showed it at E3, I want to say, maybe Gamescom. But it looks a lot like Yoshi's Island, and Misty and I play that on her SNES all the time, and it's a crowd favorite in the Clark household. And lastly, I'm going to say Detroit Become Human.
Yes. That almost made my list.
It's a David Cage game, so it's basically probably an overarching story is going to take place from several different character points of view, mm-hmm. and you make split-second decisions which can alter outcomes and NPCs living or dying or who knows.
Are these the same people that made Heavy Rain?
Yes.
Yeah, I played that game.
I loved Heavy Rain.
You would, Chris, you'd be surprised. I've played Heavy Rain and beaten it before.
What?
It's a game that I have just started without you guys and just beaten. I know it's weird, but that has happened before.
It's a very artsy game, and yes. David Cage, the guy who made it, gets shit on a lot for not telling a great story, which I can kind of see, but it's usually interesting, at least. What was the game with Ellen Page and Willem Dafoe?
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look
now I have Heavy Rain stuck in my head.
Sorry, but Beyond Two Souls.
That's it, yep.
That game was not good. But, you know, it's similar vein where, you know, you make choices, affects overall gameplay and NPCs and yourself as well. But this time around, I don't know. I hope it's good. The premise seems interesting. One of the main characters you play is an android who is a police negotiator. And the trailer that's out, the big one anyway, is all the different scenarios that can happen when you're trying to talk down a different android from killing like a 7, 8, 9-year-old girl or something like that. So it could be some intense stuff. And I don't know. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm looking forward to it.
Because Heavy Rain was really intense.
It got real intense.
I liked that game a lot. That was a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to this one too. I like that play style.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, even if it's not the best story, just the fact that you are the one deciding things, I think makes it better. So.
And obviously, there are hundreds of other games that are going to be coming out this year that we're not going to put on our list because, in the interest of time and boredom. Mm-hmm. But it's shaping up to be another good year. Like 2017 turned out to be a really good year for video games.
Oh yeah.
So hopefully we can replicate that. And now it's time to get into our sponsored section.
Hi.
Those are words. Section. Hi, welcome. Sit down. Join us in our study.
Let us tell you about our study that has some finely crafted handmade furniture. As always, we are sponsored by Slumberyard Handcrafted, local up here to us in Northern Illinois. Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they're here to help you build your dream. You can go visit their website to see their portfolio of things they've made previously. There's a calendar of upcoming events, and you can on their website, you can schedule yourself a free design session if you have something in mind. And you can go there to their website at slumberyardhandcrafted.com. Their Instagram every Tuesday does a live video at 9 p.m. Central Time that usually also involves a giveaway or two of some either... I've seen clamps. They've given away hoodies, all kinds of stuff. Every Tuesday, 9 p.m. at Slumberyard Handcrafted on Instagram.
We also have our. If you remember, we still have a coupon code on their store. If you put in CGY Podcast, you get 10% off your entire order. So remember that. Tell Josh we sent you.
Say hi. It's run by our friend Josh and his wife Julie now, and she helps design a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. It's just a local kind of mom and pop, more or less. I mean, because they are parents. handcrafted wood furniture store. It's I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
He's doing his thing, and I like seeing that, especially friends, obviously.
Yeah, and stay tuned. We might have a giveaway coming soon. We have to talk to Josh.
Not maybe. We do have a giveaway coming soon.
Yeah. We do have one coming soon. We just have to hash out the details, but it's going to be our own little giveaway for our listeners.
So get prepare your butts.
I think we're going to have a hat and a t-shirt to give away with the mm-hmm. Slumberyard logo on it.
Mm-hmm. Nice hats. Looks like comfy t-shirts.
Well, you have a hat, Chris, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming you like it.
I do.
And Adam, you have a hoodie.
I have a hoodie that is comfortable as shit, and so that's the same people that make the hoodies are making the t-shirts. So the fabrics they use is a nice blend, and it's nice and silky smooth on your skin, and it just looks good, honestly. So keep an eye out over the next couple weeks on our social media, which you can find at CGY Podcast on Instagram, at CGY Podcast on Twitter. And we also have our Facebook, which you can search for by using @CGYPodcast. And we'll give you some details over the next couple weeks. And I think by the next episode, we're going to do the giveaway then. And visit slumberyardhandcrafted.com and get yourself some nice wood furniture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Slumberyardhandcrafted.com.
Member FDIC.
Better Business Bureau number 3030. No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you. Real quick. Thank you, Josh and Slumberyard, for sponsoring us and giving us an iTunes and Podbean and really, all that other accoutrement.
opened up a lot of doors for us, and I think that's a good segue into 2018. It's a new year, guys. With a new year. Yeah, essentially, you know, with a new year comes, you know, a reflection on yourself, your friends, what you can do, things that you can work on in the year. And we are looking at the podcast in particular, and there are some things that we want to do better, and we could use help in that sense to get better. So we have an idea to get these episodes out quicker after we record them so that it's more current. It's, you know, normally if we record on a Saturday, it won't be out until not the following week, but the week after that on Tuesday.
Week and a half.
Yep. Yeah, so that's a week and a half of waiting.
Which we know isn't ideal, but due to our schedules and us being new to editing and producing this stuff, we wanted to give ourselves enough time to make sure we can get it edited properly and sounding good. Mm-hmm. And I think sometime in the very near future, we're going to make it so the episodes come out the Tuesday after we record, just to stay on top of things and current, and it should make for a better overall product for you guys.
Yeah, it should allow for better interaction, I think, too, just because, like we've run into it a couple times already where, you know, we record an episode, we talk about something, and then something happens in the news or something happens in our lives or something, you know, that completely, you know, does a 180 from what we were just talking about, you know, like, with the Dr. Disrespect, like, we're praising him for winning an award, and then 2 days later, he comes out that he cheated on his wife, and it's like, now we have to wait an entire, you know, three weeks, you know. Yeah, I mean, technically, it's like 3 weeks before we even talk about it again, because we have to wait to then record, and then we have to wait to edit and then release, so it's like...
Or even a better example is the Star Wars loot boxes. We talked about Star Wars a few days before the loot box fiasco came up, and we could have got in that.
Yeah, we started messaging each other the day that came out and happened. We were like, oh my god, we just missed this recording. Like, we just talked about this like 2 days later. Okay, well, you know, and it's not always going to be perfect. Like, if we record on a Saturday and then post it on the very next Tuesday, like, if something comes in those couple of days, there's still, like, a whatever, couple
days,
like,
that could happen, but you know,
but like, nothing's going to be perfect, you know, unless people start throwing so much money at us that we can just do this full time. I'm fine with that, but
how about you know, BarkBox? I shouted you guys out the other day.
right he did,
but
after you got a shit on him.
I didn't shit on him.
I don't remember him shitting on that.
No, you're like, I don't want the subscription box.
Oh yeah, no, he was shitting on the monthly subscriptions that they keep paying for. I don't think it had anything to do with BarkBox.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Basically, to sum up this part, like, we want to make a better product for you guys. Mm-hmm. We've had a few people that Chris has talked to, and it's just like, how are you guys feeling about the podcast overall? And, like, we like it, and we want to be even more serious about it. And we want to give you guys the best possible podcast you're ever going to listen to. And so... this is getting out episodes on a timely manner is part of it. We want more, not necessarily, I mean, criticism, but more of the constructive kind. If there's stuff that you think we could be doing better, let us know. Try not to be a huge dick about it, but
please, let us know what you want, like, what you want us, like, what would you like to hear more of? What would you like to hear less of? Like, I know there's a lot of times, like, we talk about this outside the podcast. Like, you know, we play a lot of different things. We talk about a lot of different things. We go to see movies. We watch TV shows. We have things that happen in our lives that are funny. Like, and I feel like we've all said this. Like, we feel like we start talking about PUBG or Destiny or Overwatch. Like, we feel like we talk about the same things over and over. And we don't want to do that. Like, we don't want to be just like that one, like, as a joke, like, we have Come Get Your Podcast. Like, it's Come Get Your Armor from Overwatch. But, like, I don't want to be a podcast that only talks about PUBG or
no. There's Overwatch. A lot of cool stuff out there.
Yeah, you know, like we're trying. Like, are there any games that you guys want us to play? Are there any movies that you guys want us to see? Is there like anything? Give us any feedback.
We're constantly available on our podcast social media stuff, on our personal social media stuff. We're always available and reachable too. So like, if you have something in mind, whether it's some constructive criticism or you have an idea you want us to talk about, send it. I mean, that's kind of what Tweet Corner is a little bit, but we can do like an entire segment on it versus like 5 to 10 minutes of talking about a tweet somebody sent us with some, you know, hashtag explain it to a caveman.
Yes, which, you know, that
which I love.
Yeah,
but
that was hilarious. It was funny the first time he did it, and then it got to be a little annoying, and then he just stuck with it, and now it's gone back to just back being to great. I was like, I just love this.
But and another thing that we, I think, kind of purposely tried to avoid was like subscribe to our iTunes and share us and stuff like that. But I think honestly, in order for us to grow, we're going to kind of have to start doing that a little bit, and we're going to, you know, be reasonable about it. Yeah. But if you like what we're doing and you want more of it and you can give us ideas on other things to do, show us to your friends, family. Your grandma might love us. I don't know. spread the good word.
Yeah.
Get your podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we,
everyone,
all three of and us, we, all three of us have jobs we have to work. This is just like a passion project for us. I mean, I would,
Dustin's going to school.
Yeah, it's like we're all busy. We're getting married, we're getting dogs, we're buying houses, we're
expanding our families.
Yeah, and, you know,
but we, when it comes down to it, we want to go as far as we can with this guy.
Yeah.
And we need your help. Please. So please help us.
Yes. And I mean, that's, and I know, anything. I know we want to be more interactive in our social media. I know, I feel like we have a Facebook account and I just feel like we only post when
we've been slacking
lately. Yeah. You know, and like shit happens. Like it's been the holidays. We get busy, stuff happens, but I think like we've just gotten kind of into this comfortable lull with that. Like we record, we post our stuff, we joke a little bit, and then we just, like Chris was saying before we started recording, like we don't really, like we record and then we edit, like one of us edits it, and then, you know, we don't really talk about it too much in between until like just a couple of days leading up, like, hey man, we should talk about this or like this. Like it generally happens when something really funny happens to Adam at work, and then him and I email back and forth about it, and we're like, we need to talk about this on the podcast. So like, I don't know, I think it's like something I think all three of us have been feeling for a while, and we kind of know it's just like, it's just kind of like new territory.
So essentially, we can do better. We know we can do better, but we need your help to do better.
I know one of my personal goals for the podcast for this year is by hope. I mean, who knows if it'll be able to happen, but I would love to be able to have that blue check mark next to our podcast name on Twitter.
That'd be great.
Let's try and make that happen, guys. This is not just our effort. It's your effort, your listeners' efforts as well. Like, we're going to make this a community, and we want to get bigger. And if we all work together, who knows what can happen?
Yeah, we can build this, climb this mountain together. I almost said build this mountain, and I don't like if we could build a mountain too. I guess,
could build a mountain and climb, and like as my Miley Cyrus said, it's the climb.
We'll have we'll create a Come Get Your Podcast Minecraft server, and all of you will join in and help us build this mountain.
And I have ideas that I don't exactly want to say out loud on here quite yet, of different things that we can do to A, interact with everyone in the community, and then some fun, different kind of content that we haven't done so far that we can also put in the podcast. So like, we've got ideas. It's just a matter of getting them fleshed out and in a good spot before we reveal them to you all. Also shout out to the 7% of you listening in the UK. Spread the word. I love your country.
Yeah, come on, Canada. You're at 2%. What's with that? You, the UK is beating you.
We're basically touching. Yeah. We can do better than 2%.
Yeah, we're supposed to be the friendly neighbors that, I know it doesn't feel that way because, you know, President Trump and everything, but like, you know, that's just our, that's like, you know, like, you wouldn't judge me because my dad's an asshole. Come on now.
So 2018.
Lend me some sugar. I am your neighbor.
Year of Come Get Your Podcast. It's no longer the year of the rooster. It is now year of Come Get Your Podcast. Yeah. Or Come Get Your Outcast.
We might have to workshop that one.
Okay, we'll talk
about it. But I do like Come Get Your Outcast, just given what just happened.
I have a new podcast idea, guys.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right.
Bottom line, help us help you, I think.
Yeah.
Is that sufficient?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Just, okay. You know. Get at us. We're nice guys. We take criticism fine. We need a back and forth. I mean, what do you want from us?
And that brings us to Tweet Corner.
Yes. We got a tweet during our record.
Look, it was close to a strike two, you guys.
It was.
Jeff allegedly saved your guys' bacon from strike two. Oh. Because if you get to strike five, that's a home run. And if you get a home run, that means we send out emails to everybody you know talking bad about you.
Mm-hmm. I put it in the paper.
So what do we got from him?
So Jeff wants us to tell people who's the Cross Pro. I mean, I've seen some YouTube videos of people being really good with the crossbow. Jeff knocked a guy down one time.
In Battlegrounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so in PUBG, in Battlegrounds, they have a crossbow. I think we've talked about it before. And I think our buddy Jeff has been trying to be the guy that just picks up a crossbow and wants to get good at it. So I think it was like six or seven of us playing the other night? And we started joking about how Jeff was the cross pro because he knocked one guy down with the crossbow, which is more than I've done because I've picked it up maybe twice, fired it, and then said, this is not for me, and I move on to different things because I don't want to die in the game.
I've killed one person with a crossbow. I've hit people with it a handful of times. It's hard to use.
So wait. Jeff, I know you're listening. Based off of what Adam just said, I'm pretty sure Adam is the cross pro in our group. You knocked a guy down?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds cute, but Adam's killed a guy.
Only one, but that is one more.
It's still one more, and you've hit more people. So.
And it wasn't like I knocked him down and then killed him with the crossbow. It was a legit crossbow kill.
So get good, Jeff. If you want that title.
Come at me. I'm here.
Adam's like, please.
I am right here.
Adam's like, please take that. I don't want it. That means...
Well, thank you for your hashtag tweet corner.
Tweet.
Yeah. All right. Someone had to do it.
So he has. He does have one more. He gave us.
Yeah, he did. He did a rapid fire there.
So Jeff allegedly also gave us a tweet at CGY Podcast. What are your New Year's resolutions? Hashtag tweet corner. Hashtag explain a year to a caveman.
There it is. I'll jump in first. I want that blue check mark on our podcast Twitter. That'd be nice. It's lofty, but we'll see what happens. It's kind of what we were talking about with the 2018 podcast goals. Like, I want to get a better product for our listeners. Mm-hmm. I want to start doing a couple new things, which I have my ideas of, and we're going to get working on them for you guys. And I want to become better friends and lovers with you. Possibly lovers. It doesn't have to be. At least better friends. But we'll see. It's only January. Yeah. How about you guys?
Yeah, much the same with our podcast. I want to get better at a lot of things with it. I would like to organize my time personally a lot better. I know I could do that for sure. I'm getting married this year, so I would sure as shit like to lose some weight before that.
Shit, it's now this year.
Yeah, we are less than 5 months away from this.
Oh my gosh.
So let's not talk too much about that before I have to run and take an emergency poop because my anxiety will spike.
I'm also going to piggyback off that one. I want to get in the gym again.
Yeah, I just get healthy. You know, I feel like those are normal things, but like, I just want to like improve multiple aspects of my life, both, you know, with my friends, my family, our podcast, our just everything. I try to graduate from school, you know, just trying to tackle this from all angles, as many angles as possible. And I'm not explaining a year to a caveman.
Time. 365 sunsets is 1 year.
Yeah, but then he's just going to ask you to explain a sunset to a caveman.
When how many, sun goes how down. Many, how many sleeps is that?
Yeah, yeah. Explain the sun to a caveman. The burning, whatever. It's the god in the sky. Whatever.
What are your goals, Chris?
So personally, I think we can all attest, like, the healthy, you know, mm-hmm. Last year I got into a healthy kick and it was going really well for a while, and then I had to get my gallbladder out and I just fell off. It's my fault.
Fucked everything up.
It did. It really messed me up, and so I got to get back on that, and that's hard.
Yeah, man, you were crushing it last year. I remember that.
I was. So I got to get back on that. I would like to be more financially responsible. I'm pretty shitty with my money. not going to lie about that. So... you know, I'm planning on taking money out of my paycheck every week, putting it into a savings account, and, you know,
there you go
from there. And then as far as podcast goes, like we said before, I want to make a better product for you guys, listeners. You know, this is a passion project for us that, you know, that's all on, but we're not the target audience here. Okay. No. So we've said it before, you know, before this, but please, anything feedback you can give us is helpful.
Spreading the word.
Spreading the word, anything. We will take it and we will run with it. And we can do better, but we need you to help us do better. So please help us.
Please.
Exactly.
That even includes Misty drunkenly telling me that I'm not funny on the podcast. She's like,
she's our harshest critic.
Yeah, she's like, Dustin, you're a very funny guy. Like, we're basically the same person, but like, you're just, why are you not as funny on the podcast? And I just want to be like, well, Misty, I know you're drunk, but like, us recording a podcast is not like a normal conversation. I'm not like just talking to you face to face. I'm situated.
Maybe that's what you got to do. Maybe you just got to talk to us like you're talking to us face to face.
Apparently. I was like, do you really want it to be a joke a minute? That would get annoying for everyone.
Hey, Dustin, Misty doesn't have any problem with me. I don't want to say it.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Yeah, her husband's not her favorite.
Yeah, so.
The fuck's up with that?
But even with that, I appreciate that feedback.
It counts.
Hey, man. I'm cool with it.
All right. I think that's going to wrap it up. As we've said enough times already, but I'm going to say it once again, you can visit our social media at CGY Podcast, and that's at Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Hit us up. Send us Tweet Corners questions. Interact with us. We're going to start interacting with you more. We're going to be better and stronger. And subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or Podbean. You can find us there. And, you know, share it. Share it. Share the good word. And share the podcast with everybody. Yes. Please. And as always, we end every episode with a shower thought from Reddit. This time, it comes from user Paranomaly. And they thought, Earth is a dinosaur planet, and humans are just mutants left over after the apocalypse.
Holy shit.
And with that, thank you all for listening to episode 16 of Come Here Your Podcast. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
And I've been Chris.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.